Com.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1 AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be sunny through Sunday with daytime highs into the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, down to 53. Partly cloudy Sunday night, down to 58. And for Monday, mostly sunny, highs of 81 and up to about a 30% chance of showers. Partly cloudy then through Wednesday.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been watching the show for the last 7.5 years or since 2011, welcome back. Or if you maybe just stumbled upon the show yesterday, I'm so grateful that you're tuning in again. But if this is the first time that you have heard about the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, like my guest today, so I will say, just know I'm grateful that you are listening today because I've been waiting for you. Please know this is a safe place that you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends on Facebook Live, so you can go to at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, last week we had cancer coach Ellen Jacob share the effects on electromagnetic frequency. And I had mentioned that this week we were going to have more conversations on this. And we had been inviting we were inviting someone else to continue this conversation because we hear about it all the time, but we ignore it. We ignore the fact that cell phones are causing issues on our body, because for every person who says it causes issues, there might be 20 reports that say it doesn't. So we need to have informed choice. And this is when a long time ago I spoke to Ellen, and she had mentioned, well, I'm not the expert on EMFs. Who you really want to have on the show is Lloyd Burrell. And I said to Ashley, who is just my right hand, my left hand, and everything that guides for me for the show. And there's a lot of people on my team that, including my husband, who is just helping us along the way grow the show. And I said, reach out to Lloyd. He is in France and he is very busy. And finally, after all these months, we've probably finally got him on the show. And so I just want to share a little bit about how he, and back in 2002, started experiencing some symptoms every time he'd go on his computer, perhaps maybe on his cell phone, and different kinds of electronic machines. And so he started feeling ill. And doctors could not figure out what was going on with him. And so he finally decided that if I'm going to get better, he started doing research, it's going to be up to him to get better. Great advice for all of us. If you're going to get better, it's going to be up to you at times, because some of the doctors just don't know this information. Maybe people around you just don't know this information. And so today, once he figured out what was going on, it completely changed his life. It changed his career. It changed his perspective. And now he is very passionate towards sharing this new truth so that we can educate ourselves as well. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Lloyd Burrell is here to do just that. Welcome, Lloyd, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lily. I'm grateful for your invitation. I love your introduction there. So yeah, I'm getting into your vibe now. And I didn't know about your show before, but yeah, I'm learning.
Oh yeah, I didn't mean to shame you or anything. But I'm glad that we found each other. Because it's about taking ownership of our life, and that's certainly something that you have done. So share a little bit about your background and what led you to finding this truth, not necessarily what truth you learned, but because that's what the rest of the show is about. But how did you, what did you experience, and how did you discover that this was the reason?
Yeah, what the heck happened was that one day in 2002, I answered my cell phone and I had a reaction to my cell phone. Initially, it was just kind of a bizarre sensation, kind of altered spatial awareness, not really sure what's going on, kind of a dizziness. And within a very few telephone conversations, it was actually, I was receiving. It wasn't like I was calling out people all the time. It was my work. It was my job. People were calling to reserve a holiday, actually. You know, that's what I was doing at the time. I was running a holiday park or rental units, more specifically. And so very, very quickly, this kind of bizarre sensation developed. And I'm saying very quickly, and we're talking about in minutes, literally, the whole side of my head where I was holding the cell phone was literally burning up. And I just couldn't hold the cell phone next to my ear to speak. The pain was so great; it was like a drill, you know, like an electric drill boring into the side of my head. That's really a rather graphic explanation of it, but that's what it felt like. It was not just, oh, you know, this is a bit annoying. It was really painful, and I've told this story many times. And when I tell it, I jokingly say it got so bad that I actually went to the doctors because I'm not really one for going to the doctors. Hardly had a day off work in my life. And so that's where it all started.
That's the start of this whole process. And so we've become so desensitized that we don't even feel our bodies anymore. And so we're going to continue this conversation, not only on the air, on the radio, but we're also going to talk off the air at Lillian's radio show and Facebook, and we'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org. to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Welcome to my classroom. And today's teacher is Lloyd Burrell. We are talking about EMFs. We're talking about the cell phones emit. There's towers all over the place. Now we have 3G, we have 5G, we have satellites all over the place. And some people are feeling ill and don't even know where it's coming from. So this happened to Lloyd back in 2002, almost instantly. So my question to you is, how, you know, there wasn't the internet like it is today. How were you able to discover that this was the problem?
I was very, very fortunate in the sense that cell phone next to the ear, pain, cell phone away from the ear, no pain. And it was that obvious. I was going to say brain dead obvious, poor choice of words, but yeah, it was very, very obvious. And so it started with a cell phone, and then it developed into really everything electrical imaginable. My computer, the TV, the radio in the car, and really I found it very difficult to, I wasn't well in my own home, I wasn't well outside, go around to friends, they've got Wi-Fi, they've got cordless phones, etc. And I was reacting to all of this.
And so this is, you know, you're a provider for your home. All of a sudden, you're not feeling well. You're going to the doctors. And what are the doctors telling you? Suck it up, buttercup?
Not at all. No. So the doctor is actually a friend, a great guy.
And, good.
Yeah, he was sympathetic, but he didn't have a solution, and neither did any of his colleagues, the specialists that he sent me to. And some of them were less than sympathetic. In fact, some of them were downright rude, to be honest.
Yeah.
One of them, the neurologist, and you know, and doctors can do this. Unfortunately, they kind of look down the nose at you.
Yes.
So what you're experiencing is can't be. That's what literally she told me, because she was seeing everybody from cleaning ladies to CEOs, and she'd never heard of anything like this, a cell phone impacting somebody's health in this way. But I knew it was true, and I hooked onto that and pulled through, thanks to the love of my wife, my family. And, you know, I was very, very fortunate and able to reorganize my work around doing more physical things outside. Rather than being on, it was complicated, you know, it wasn't easy.
I'm sure. But you know, things that are worth fighting for, sometimes it's they're not easy. And so I could tell, I was watching and doing research about you, and I know that this is a passion for you. It created a new career for you, so to speak.
It did. And that wasn't the idea to create new career. And I did actually, you know, the thing is, it was like, well, what the heck am I going to do? at one point because there's so many things I can't do. And even then, there was so many things that required a phone to do them, a cell phone. And so it did appear to be a bit of a handicap. And I did turn to the internet, and I do live in France, and I'm British, and I do speak French, but I wanted to do something in my own language. And I just started, I did a YouTube video, put the blog on there, and it just took off from that. And it wasn't about a new career. It was just about sharing this information. And it was, it was this thing like, I know this thing. I'm a father. You know, the worst thing about this whole cell phones and all the rest of the electromagnetic field question is what it's doing to our children.
Yes.
And I couldn't sit there being a father, knowing what I knew, and not tell people about these dangers. And it moved from telling people about the dangers, which didn't fit with me too well because it's a little bit low vibration, a little bit to probably, you know, it went from that to sharing the dangers and, more importantly, telling about the danger and sharing solutions. And
great.
That's what I'm about today, solutions and a positive approach to this.
Perfect, perfect. So you've already shared the symptoms. You've already shared that you were able to, you know, take the phone away, felt good, put the phone back in, don't feel good. And so you were able to, you knew the source, you didn't know why. So how did you discover the why? Did you do research? Where did it lead you to?
So I tell you, for 2 years, I pretended I was okay when I wasn't okay. And I was just, to be honest, I was just in I didn't know what to do. And it was very frightening. And there were no solutions. And for me, there's always a solution, but there wasn't. It seemed there wasn't.
Sure.
And I seemed to be going around in circles. And then eventually it was an article I read in a paper. So I still read papers even today. You know, I get my news from newspapers still. And it's good for lots of reasons to actually read, you know, have something in your hands and read it. And in this paper, I read about a guy actually also in the UK, CEO of a big food group, he got the exact same thing as me. He couldn't use his computer, couldn't use his cell phone. He was driving out in a clapped out old car. He was dictating to his secretary for his professional correspondence. And I said, you know, and he was switching off his electricity at night to be able to get to sleep. Wow. And I said, wow, I am that guy. Because up until then, I thought I thought I was the only person on the planet with this. Because this was like 2002, which seems like light years away compared to today.
Yeah.
We didn't have the internet, but it wasn't like it is now. And I'm a rather skeptical person, actually, but obviously I've come a long way since then. But I was skeptical of the information and what I was reading on the internet, and I was tending to listen to doctors and people like that. And unfortunately, I wasn't getting very good advice.
Yes. And so as you are learning about it, what is it about electromagnetic frequencies that cause us harm? So share a little bit about what you've learned, and then we'll move on to perhaps maybe the solutions.
Yeah. What is it? So the thing to understand is that we are essentially a composition of, we don't know how many exactly, but 100 trillion cells.
Yeah.
All these cells are, how do they communicate amongst themselves? Through electrical signals. And what are electromagnetic fields? They are electrical signals. They are man-made electrical signals. So they affect, and, you know, and then when you're looking further, you know, literally we've got organs. You go into hospitals and we have all kinds of examinations on our brain and on our hearts. Well, I'm monitoring these electrical signals, and so this is a fact. And yet at the same time, the medical community and even most of the science community doesn't seem to acknowledge this. So this is a fact, and there is hard science behind this, what I'm saying. In fact, pretty much all what I'm saying, there's so much science behind it. And it's really all about how these electromagnetic fields, and note, every time I'm saying it, I'm saying it because I want people to understand it's electromagnetic fields I'm talking about, and I can develop what that actually means because it means lots of things. Mm-hmm. But it's how these electromagnetic fields impact these cells and the different organs, because all our organs, all our tissues are made up from cells. That's what we are, cells, mm-hmm. a collection of cells.
Yes.
So it affects the cell membrane, which is actually really the brain of the cell. We thought one time it was just like the covering wasn't really important, but it's actually, it's really super important. So it's a cell membrane. It's the what's called the calcium channels, the VGCCs, which is the interaction, which is a communication, if you want. It's super important for communication. There is a whole cascade of chemical effects when you expose yourselves to these man-made frequencies from cell phones, from Wi-Fi, from smart meters, and so on, which cause oxidization of the cells, for instance, so premature aging, so many different effects. Effects on the mitochondria, which is like the powerhouse of the cell, enzymes, which are the proteins. We're made of proteins, okay? And the DNA. The DNA is the blueprint of your cells. So if you're messing up the DNA of your cells, and science tells us this again, we're looking at single strand breaks, double strand breaks through this non-ionizing radio frequency. Mm-hmm. Radiation, a non-ionizing radiation per se. So all these devices, again, which we're using, which people have in their homes, they affect us in so many ways. What people might be saying is, well, that sounds a little bit complicated, all that. But what that means is, so that is the that is how it affects us at a cellular level, which I want to stress this point because this is probably the most important point. You did reference it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. What you need to understand is it's not because you cannot feel these effects that they're not affecting you. What Correct. Science tells us, what I am absolutely 110% clear on, is that these electromagnetic fields impact everybody. And they impact certain categories of the population in particular, and unfortunately that is children, pregnant women, and the elderly particularly. And so why is this important? Because where we're talking, so it impacts everybody. You can feel it or not. I could feel it because I'm a sensitive person. As you said offline, I'm empathic, I'm mm-hmm. perceptive, and there is more and more people like me. And yes. it's true, it tends to be more of a woman thing, a female thing, than a man thing.
Yes.
And then we have, from these cellular effects, we go into all these symptoms that you could be experiencing. And this is the tough thing, because I was blessed when it happened to me that day, pain, no pain, in the sense that it was very clear it was my cell phone.
Yeah.
But there's so many people, it's not clear. They don't know why. They can't sleep at night. They've got these headaches. They've got this multitude of symptoms, and we've got all these various diseases, which are literally, we're talking cancer, we're talking cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autoimmune disease. The list goes on. And again, I'm not just pulling things out of my hat here. There's hard science linking these different EMF exposures to all these different diseases.
And I'm sure that if people go to PubMed.gov, you will find EMF testing that they've done, publications for EMFs as well. That's my go-to place. It's a place where we can all go to, where doctors and researchers publish their research, and that's way. And the results are there, and you can decide whether or not it resonates with you or not. And so here's some of the things. If you go to Electric Sense, it's called electricsense.com, you can see some of the experiences that Lloyd Burrell had. So he was dealing with prickly skin, headaches, heart and respiratory problems, difficulty concentrating, poor digestion, difficulty sleeping, dizziness and low balance, loss of balance, tiredness, ear pain, tingling, pain in the joints and muscles, stomach pains, muscle cramps, depression, and metallic taste in your mouth. Those are just a few different sensations that Lloyd shares. Is there anything that you'd like to add, Lloyd?
I just wanted to say about the science, you're absolutely right, PubMed. You're absolutely right to mention my website. Thank you. It's not a science website. It's where I am communicating the science in a way that people can understand. If you just want to read the studies, then you go to EMF portal, where there are over, because people say to you, oh, there's no studies on this, you know, it's safe. You know, if there was a problem, the government would tell us. There's safety standards, okay? Don't believe them. Do your own research. EMF portal, okay? Over 26,000 studies.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Democrats are going to gather by phone today as they wait for the Justice Department to send them details of what Special Counsel Robert Mueller has found in his Russia investigation. That's according to one person familiar with the meeting who spoke to the Associated Press. Democrats planned the conference call to discuss their strategy and their next step after they were notified yesterday that Mueller had sent his completed report to the Attorney General William Barr, and all reports indicate there will be no more indictments, meaning that there is no evidence in the report that the Trump campaign or anybody at the White House colluded with Russia, nor that the president or anybody at the White House has obstructed justice in this case. French President Emmanuel Macron paying tribute to the international coalition and its allies after U.S.-backed forces declared military victory over the Islamic State terrorist group in Syria. Macron tweeted, quote, "A major danger to our country is now eliminated." This is SRN News.
Hey, John.
What's up, Steve? How are those New Year's resolutions going?
Great. I bought some running shoes at the New Balance store. Now I can run faster, jump higher, and work out longer. They always make sure that I'm fit properly and get the right shoe for my needs.
I love the New Balance store. They have everything I need in apparel and footwear. Running, walking, training, tennis, and baseball. Oh, and their dress and casual shoes are awesome.
Well, apparently word's getting around. Now some of my other friends and relatives are asking about the New Balance store and their awesome fit specialists.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store. With their highly trained specialists, measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E with a huge selection of styles and colors. Recommended by healthcare professionals, the New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty. Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rukab, the owner of St. John Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. Two Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp locations are now open in Jacksonville, 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95, and now also at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. 847 Dunn Avenue and 101 Monument Road.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be sunny through Sunday with daytime highs into the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, down to 53. Partly cloudy Sunday night, down to 58. And for Monday, mostly sunny, highs of 81 and up to about a 30% chance of showers. Partly cloudy then through Wednesday.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we are heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. You can also follow us in different ways, and I'll share that in a little bit. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other. Go through life with childlike wonder. Be curious instead of critical. Today, you're going to be hearing some things that you may or may not agree with. And whether you agree or not, that's okay. My job is not to convince you. My job is to give you informed choices. And so that you can decide and empower yourself as a responsible human being that how you're going to live your life. And today we're talking about electromagnetic frequency. We started the conversation. We've had this conversation before, but it's been a while. We started the conversation last week. We're continuing it. We started it with Ellen Jacobs. We're continuing it with Lloyd Burrell. And so today you get to decide what you want to do with this information. It's up to you. Ultimately, this has become my truth, but I don't tell you what to do. It's about you deciding if it's your truth now or not your truth. So I encourage you, you can go to EMF portal. You can go to PubMed.gov. You can go to electricsense.com. There's so many different ways that you can learn, discern what resonates with you. And that's what we talk about at whenyouneedafriend.com. You haven't become a subscriber yet. I ask that you become a subscriber. And when you do, you get all sorts of free gifts. You get information of who's going to be on with all the links, everything that you need to be on the show. And so I ask that you become a subscriber. While you're there, like me and follow me. Click on all the little social media buttons. Click on everything that you have there that you will see, like YouTube. Subscribe there. Subscribe to the station, the website. And also, you can subscribe to all my social media. When you do that, we unite our frequencies so that we can stay connected to learn this new truth that will affect our entire life. And so the one thing I ask that while you're there is that you check out my sponsors. Without my sponsors, there would be no show. My on the air, the radio show sponsor is Liberty HealthShare. Amazing. I'm a member of Liberty HealthShare, and I encourage you to do the same, to be curious again instead of critical. If you don't like social media and you don't like being on the website and you're trying to, you can go on podcast, and I am on all podcasts. You can go there as well. You can also reach out to me at lily@whenyouneedafriend.com. You can call me or text me at 407-373-5959. You can ask any questions during the show. You can ask also off the air if you have a particular topic that you would like. And last but not least, you can follow us at Lillian's Radio Show on Facebook. Right now we are live, and you can hear the on the air and off the air conversation. And we're talking about EMFs. And so we are so grateful. And I say, I am so grateful that we have Lloyd Burrell all the way from France. This is all, we are spreading this news and the power of education and how to educate yourself and be, and like Lloyd said at the beginning, or when I was doing the intro, if we are to heal, it's going to be up to us. And so it's time to take our health back. And Lloyd, thank you so much for what you do to create this awareness. And while I was doing the intro, you said you wanted to add something. What would you like to add?
You know, I just wanted to bounce back because I love what you're saying. Seriously, in a very British way. Because, you know, I'm just listening to the words you're using here and frequency, resonance, and connection. And that is so important. Yes. And it just underlines the relevancy of electromagnetic fields, even though you might not feel it, and it might seem rather a mouthful to say that. It's how these man-made frequencies impact our natural, the Earth's frequency and our own frequencies and our own energies, as you said, I think when we're offline, that's super important. So it is really about energy, and it's that most fundamental thing, because energy is everything and everything is energy.
Yes. And, you know, I am not the expert on this show. I bring the teachers on the show. This is like a classroom. And I always welcome everybody into the classroom. I am learning alongside with everybody else. And I've done this show before. I've done shows about electromagnetic frequency. The first show I did on electromagnetic frequency was probably in 2013, 2014. But I don't just, until you explained it the way you did, when I asked you what electromagnetic frequency, it finally clicked that we are all frequencies. And then when we have anything artificial, it will impact. It's just like when we eat artificial anything, it will impact our body. And so I hear what you're saying. And I hope that when people are listening today, my viewing friends, that it's also light bulbs are going off all over the world. And so what I wanted to say, and what we had a question off the air, is that, you know, what about the protection? So this is a double-edged sword. As I said, we need the internet. We need our phones. We need, how do we now start focusing on being the solution? So let's talk about solutions now.
There's three steps to my approach to this. Understanding, which is what we're doing today, understanding about these frequencies, which we're doing you can't understand it all in a 1 hour conversation, unfortunately, no. But understanding, you know, what exactly these EMFs are, these different categories of EMFs, which we've not really talked about very quickly. It's electric fields, magnetic fields, radio frequency, radiation, and dirty electricity. And I know the theme of your show today was cell phone radiation, but we've gone a little bit beyond that. But if I'm very happy to. But that's only one aspect, and it's really becoming the most public aspect of it, notably because of 5G, this new cellular technology which is being rolled out. So three steps. First one is the understanding. The second one is actually measuring your exposure. You can do this very easily with devices called electromagnetic field meters. I haven't got one with me. I should have brought one, but I've got to talk about these a lot on my website, review the meters, and they consume it. You don't need to have any special training on how to use these things. Very simple to use. And then thirdly, mitigation. So how to reduce your exposures in some way. And really, it's those three steps are really important. And most people that are listening, unfortunately, I'm not going to take time to do all that, but that's okay. You have to start somewhere. Don't beat yourself up. Baby steps, one step at a time. And what I would say really is particularly a big issue is wireless. And I'm not saying it's all about wireless or that is even the most important, because that I can't say that, and nobody really can say that. Nobody really knows, because we are all different. And these frequencies impact our health in all different ways. And because we do all have our own unique frequency, actually. In fact, every organ has its own unique frequency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're just a combination of frequency. And so we're being affected by these frequencies. And certainly the wireless is an issue because it's growing, because there are more and more wireless frequencies, not only do we have cell phones, which are a wireless device, but I mean, even on your cell phone, I mean, how many different kinds, how many different types of wireless connection are there? So there's a cellular connection. Have you ever thought about this? Most people know. They just want to be able to text, talk, whatever, you know, check out Facebook, whatever. But how does it do that? Well, it does it in a multitude of ways, just your cell phone. So there's the cellular connection through the cell tower. There's a Wi-Fi connection. There's a Bluetooth connection. There's often a GPS connection as well. So it's doing this in a variety of ways, very intelligently. And there's a reason we call them smartphones, because they are rather just mind-bogglingly brilliant pieces, devices.
Yes.
But unfortunately, there is a huge, huge downside. And so that would be really what we would be looking at. And if I was to give you three quick tips on what to deal with, in terms of wireless, then it would be cell phones. It would be cordless phones. How many people have still got cordless phones in their homes? How many people are sleeping next to a cordless phone? It's like having a mini cell tower in your bedroom. Come on, folks. And thirdly is the Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi, how many people are sleeping with Wi-Fi? You're sleeping why have you got the Wi-Fi on? And a little timer like you use to, you know, for to make people think you're in the home when you're not, you know, those things you put on your socket and it switches the lights on and off. You can use one of those.
It costs that's a cheap solution to
it. Some modem routers have like built-in software where you can do this, and sometimes even if it's got that software, it's so complicated to go in there and figure it out. Just pay the $10 and get the thing, and you plug it in, and it switches off, you know, by itself every night. And you honestly just do that and just see the difference. You know, give yourself a week and see what that does.
Absolutely. So that's a great tip. So for those of you who are listening and you want to see, because I feel that it affects my sleep. I think that, and I discovered it, that how it affects my sleep when we got a Fitbit. And everybody had Fitbits and we were like all competition. And I could be pretty competitive, but in a sweet way. I'm not like, I'm like a Larry Moe and Curly.
Of course, I knew that.
Yeah. And so I could not, I wanted to test my sleep pattern. And I couldn't sleep with my Fitbit on. And that's how I discovered that that frequency was affecting me. And so we're going to continue our conversation. You can join us off the air on Facebook Live at Lillian's Radio Show. Or you can continue listening on the radio. Or you can catch us later on YouTube. So there's so many different ways to be connected. But just know we'll be back with Lloyd Burrell. We'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com.
Right here waiting for you. With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Here waiting.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn from one another. Welcome to the classroom. And we are learning about EMFs. And I really hope and pray that we do become more curious about this instead of just dismiss it as something that crazy people talk about. I would have said I was a crazy person maybe 8 or 9 years ago, but I've learned to be curious instead of critical and research it. And if it doesn't resonate with you, then dismiss it. But it's good to be curious about this and consider that if this is true, then how is it affecting my body? I believe it is affecting my body through interrupted sleep and during my sleep cycle. And that affects my day. And how does it affect you? You know, do you have fibromyalgia? Do you have itchy skin? I mean, I just went through a list of different things, but it might affect you in a different way. But here's what we've done. We have tuned out our bodies. Our bodies are constantly speaking to us and saying, hey, look at this. And hey, look at that. And we say, I'm going to numb this out. I'm going to take a pill because I've got a headache right now. And so my registered service mark is you can take a pill or you can take responsibility. And I'm not against the pill. I am for doing everything you can to heal naturally. So with that in mind, off the air, we were talking about our children. And so I want to encourage you, for those of you who have given a phone or a cell phone, or your children are just in the back seat looking at your cell phone, watching videos, please know this is harming their DNA. And so I just want to encourage you to listen to some of the information off the air that we just discussed. Now, Lloyd, we are bombarded by electromagnetic frequency. I love your tip of just buying a timer and hooking your modem, hooking your Wi-Fi to this, and then turning it off at a certain time, turning it back on at a certain time. Are there any other tips that you can suggest?
You know, there's so many tips. I think the biggest question people have is like about the cell phone, right? A very, very common question is, what cell phone do I buy? You know, what's the safest cell phone? Unfortunately, I don't have the answer to that question. The reason I don't have the answer is because you would need a laboratory to figure that out, very sophisticated equipment, which I don't have. And I wouldn't, you know, I don't have that skill. And it seems that nobody really does at the moment. There's no proper testing done. You have to know that. Yeah. It's the cell phone, the testing that is done by it's like an industry test, if you want, the SAR. I want to buy a cell phone, but I want a safe cell phone. I think that is really a very, very important and common question. And the answer is, it's not the cell phone you buy, it's how you use it. And it's the same with all this technology. It's not what you've got, it's how you're using it.
Okay.
And, there is... for instance, with the internet, you can say, I mean, I've got internet, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be speaking, but
correct.
But how do I do it? Well, my internet is all wired. It's all, everything here in this room is all wired. Am I being exposed to EMFs? Of course. But I've built my health back up over time to a position where now I can expose myself like most people and I cannot feel it. Doesn't mean it's not affecting me. It is. But I know how to. I work with my own energies daily to be able to bounce back and to be able to, you know, feel great, which really I do. I've never felt so good, to be honest.
Good.
So I'm very fortunate. And so it is about the, you know, back to the three steps, it's about understanding. And the understanding bit with the cell phones is understanding how to use it. And there's a really important thing to remember here when you're using a cell phone or when you're using any of these technologies indeed, and that is distance is your friend. And it sounds like a bit of an oversimplification, and it is kind of, but if you just carry that thought around with you whenever you're using technologies, then if you apply that to a cell phone, what does that mean? It means you never, never, never put it like this, sticking it right next to your brain unless you have to.
Yes.
Well, how do you talk then? Well, you have the speakerphone, but that's not always, depends what kind of conversation you're having. It's not always possible where you are. And the other alternative is to use some kind of headset. And we talked about this, I think, just before you came on air. You were asking me this question. So, yeah, is that safe? Is it not safe? Well, unfortunately, most of the headsets which are sold are a wired headset. The problem with a wired headset is that the radiation, the radio frequency radiation, can pass up the wire. So it acts like an antenna, this wire, because actually everything around us, you don't see it, but everything is resonating, reverberating.
Yes,
With our own frequencies, we're impacting everything and everyone, and we're all, of course, interconnected, and that's through, you know, through frequency. But all these electromagnetic frequencies, it's more like boom, a bulldozer. It's like non-subtle, completely non-subtle. And so that wired connection will act like an antenna, and it can beam it up straight into your brain.
Correct. Like, I switched to air tubes. The quality of the sound is not that good. It's not as good. I feel like I'm talking through a tin can with a string.
Right. So you can switch air tube, and you're absolutely correct. And I have reviewed a brand which I tested, and you don't get, I mean, you're a sound professional, you know, this is your this is really important for you, and it depends what you're looking for. But if you're looking to listen to, you know, Mozart or whatever, and you really want to hear all the nuances, then you are going to miss out. But it's always like
it's a compromise,
the benefits and the costs. And so it also depends on how much you're using this device, cell phone or other. But being as we're in a world where people are reliant on their cell phones more and more because they do more and more things, then it is super important to know how to use a cell phone safely. And there is a lot really of information around that I can give you. For instance, not using a cell phone in a car, really avoiding it as much as possible. Why? Because a car can act as a Faraday cage. So it encloses the signal, it makes your cell phone work harder. So it makes it like pop up the volume, pop up the volume. That's what it's doing to connect with the cell tower, and so that is to me, and we are just absorbing all this, and that is to be avoided.
Yeah, Joe Mercola, who I've had on the show, I've met several times, I've been in his presence. The first thing he does before he puts his arm around for a picture or whatever, he goes, "Is your cell phone on airplane mode?" And the funny part was he asked his whole audience to put the cell phone on airplane mode, and we did. And while he was giving a presentation, and we joked off the air one time, while he was giving a presentation, his cell phone rang, which was hilarious. It was hilarious. And so that meant he was not on airplane mode. Everybody else was.
He's awesome. I interviewed him last year, and he's a great ambassador for this. And he's, you know, if you look at his website, he does cover EMFs quite a lot, but it's not all about EMFs. But just for some background information, I'm sure he won't mind saying this, is that he is really into EMFs, and he really does have a good understanding of this. He has a very good scientific understanding, and there's lots of different ways we can understand EMFs. But it's my understanding is more about the feet, about how it feels and impacts me, and I understand how it impacts other people, particularly because I'm in contact with those other people, so much through my website and through the work I've done.
Yes, and the website is electricsense.com. I want to encourage you to all look up this research yourself, make this your truth, and decide what you want to do about it. And so it's emfportal.com. You can go to emfportal.com. And also, you can watch this video again and again and share it, like it, make sure you make other people aware of it. You know, fear is probably worse than any of the EMFs that we'll be talking about. This is not about instilling fear on anybody. This is about choice. I want you guys to protect yourself off the air. I know, Lloyd, if you have some time, let's continue the conversation. So I want to talk about protection. Like, there's clothing and sandals, and there's so much like paint and different things that you can do. And maybe you can go a little overboard on it. So I do want to talk about, you know, how can we seriously protect ourselves? Like that tip about, you know, shutting off your Wi-Fi. You know, we don't need it at night. We're asleep. We've just become so numb and desensitized to this. So, but I do want to thank you, Lloyd, for being on the show today. And I'm looking forward to maybe the off-the-air conversation and maybe having you on the show again. Is that good?
That's good.
Okay.
I'd love to.
Perfect. And for those of you,
I love your frequency.
Thank you. I love your frequency too. And for those of you who are listening and maybe have a condition that you just can't figure out what it is, if you want to figure it out, it might be up to you. So look into this and see if that's what's happening. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever. Yeah.